Fine. Okay. I do think this is one of the most fascinating things, though. So, Mikage starts off with what? Yes, Paro has a weird dream, and two dreams, and really one dream, blah blah blah, and then what happens? He doesn't know what to do with it, so the Sara Mashkim says, you know, there's this guy in jail, he really knows dreams. Okay, and then Yosef comes and says, psh, your two dreams, they're one, it's going to be a famine, it's going to be 7 years of famine and 7 years of, there's going to be 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine, and by the end, you're not going to remember any of it. And Paro says, this man knows. All right, and then he gives him advice, right? And you got to go find a smart guy who can like the food. And Paro says to him, yep, this man has the spirit of God in him. Let's appoint him viceroy of the world superpower. Yep, there we go. Now, the obvious question that anyone has to ask when you read this parsha is, that's very nice. And if he's wrong, right? It's not like someone said, you know, you sound like you have a good idea. Let me hire you as an intern. Let's see how this goes for a few months. If it works, we'll hire you full time, and then, you know, we'll promote you, right? It's, you've now made a prediction that will last for 14 years. We will know in 8 years from now if you are correct, right? When it starts to be a famine pose. Right. Okay. We'll begin to see it in like 8 years. Cause like, if it's just going to be years of plenty, that doesn't mean you have to save up, right? Right. So we'll basically know in about 8 years from now if this whole thing and plan is all worthwhile. But, you know, just in the meantime, let's just appoint you to be the second most powerful person in the world. How does that sound to you? Yeah. Okay. Good. But why? Right. I mean, why? Right? Why is it? What is it about? What is it about this dream and the way Yosef interprets it that makes Paro say, you know what? He's definitely telling the truth, and we should appoint him. Right, this is the big problem. This is the major problem that everyone deals with, which is, and it's not like it's the only interpretation he got. It's very clear that he was asking other people, and none of them really satisfied him. Right? So what is it? Very good. Right? So what is it? But what is it about this dream, this interpretation of the dream, that makes Paro say, you know what? You're right. And you are the the person that I should appoint. Right? This is the million-dollar question, right? And it doesn't just seem to be him, right? It seems to be that everybody agrees. Right? Everybody else could see it, right? It was just obvious. Right? How did he know? Right? This is a major problem. Right? Okay, so what do you think? Right? Right? You ever think about it? Right? I mean, you read the story, it's quite shocking, right? Yeah, how does he know that?
What does that mean? From the previous thing of like the wine.
So you would think maybe that, but remember, this is, right? It seems to be, right, that's not enough. That's enough to get him, get him the interview. And that seems to be enough to get him the interview, but it doesn't seem to be enough to get it. Not necessarily, right? Not necessarily. Elokim is a generic. No. They're causing it. They're saying he's inspired.
At least Paro called him help of God.
Right. All right. No. It's. Right? So, okay, good. So what is it? Right? Right? You ever think about it? Right? How did Paro know? Give me something.
I never really thought about it.
Okay. Good. So now think about it. Yeah?
Well, it's kind of like the thing with Yosef and the Sardis and Potiphar. Like, why did they all just trust him so, like, implicitly with everything they were doing?
Okay. Well, there it seems to be that, I mean, within 3 days, they had a... right? I mean, they had 3 days in which it was, right? It was confirmed, right? Right? So after that, by the end, you're right. There they also seem to have a bit of it, but... No? No. Okay. So let's go through some answers. So one answer, which appears in some of the Midrashim, right, Rashi quotes it, is that Paro dreamt the interpretations with the dream, right? This was a test. Exactly. He was looking for the person, right? It was as if God planted the dream and its interpretation in his head to give him the test, right? It's if you can, right? You claim you can read minds. Good. What number am I thinking of? Between 1 and 17 trillion. Right? And if you get it right, hey, right? That shows that you can really read minds, right? So one possibility is, right? That's what it was, right? He knew the interpretation, and it wasn't that he was actually looking for interpretation. He was looking to test people, right? So this is how several of the Midrashim go about it. Okay, that's one possibility. Ibn Ezra, Zachor Le'Nachon, says, no. How did he know? Because he did. Sometimes the truth just resonates, right? It just resonates, right? Like, it doesn't say there was no one else who interpreted it. What does it say? What does the pasuk say? Ein poter otam lifaro. What does ein poter otam lifaro mean? Right, I mean, it just didn't sit right, right? Exactly, right? It's, they interpreted it, but listen. He just didn't, right? He looked at it and he said, meh, meh, right? It's just, it's not compelling. And then what? Right? Then, yeah, exactly. And then Yosef came along and he gave his interpretation and he said, you know what? You know what? That is the best explanation I have heard so far. And it just, I don't know why I seem, I don't know why I think it's right, but, you know, I do, right? Sometimes that happens, right? You know, you just hear it and it just clicks, right? So you can tell me, well, why is that the case? The answer is, I don't know, right? It just works. Okay, good. What else? What else might it be? So some mafarshim focus on the fact that there's a very weird part of Yosef's dream interpretation, and that is he doesn't just interpret the dream. He gives advice.
Yeah.
So many of the mafarshim say, where did he get the chutzpah to do that, right? Meaning, right, here he is.
He doesn't get killed for that.
Right, exactly. Right? It's go find a person, da 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 da, right? Go find, right? Vata yirei faro ish navon v'checham yishiteu al haaretz, right? I mean, who asked your advice? We asked you to come to do a job and offer an interpretation. And now you're telling me what I should, right? What I should do. Ah, good. So some of the Mefarshim say that wasn't just his advice. That is part of the interpretation. Now, why would that help him? Why would that help Yosef? Why would that help Paro, rather, believe Yosef? Because it answers the question, why am I getting this dream? Right? Everyone else is interpreting, and Yosef is claiming the interpretation itself has an implied advice. And that, once he says that, it answers a big question for Paro, which is, why am I getting this dream? And it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Whatever, right? I mean, Rashi gives a whole list, right? You're going to have these daughters and they're going to die, and they, whatever, right? No, right? Again, certain of the Mepharshim assume that that's what this is, right? So again, possibilities. One is, Paro's testing him. He knows the meaning. Ibn Ezra's, look, you know the truth when you see it. Or the fact that he gives advice is part of what shows that it's true, okay? But I'm going to give you the last one, and this is the actually one of the oldest commentaries we have on it. And it's from Rav Sajagon in Mishle. Okay. And this is, I remember the first time I heard it, I'm like, wow. Okay. And then it was written many, many years later, again, by Rav Moshe Zeidel in the 20th century, even though he didn't know Rav Sajagon, right? And he says, no, you missed it. So in the beginning of Mishle, when he's explaining what a mashal is, he says it's very simple. You know how Paro knew? Because, what is the beginning, what's the key? What does Yosef say? What does he say about the dream? Your two dreams are one. And Rav Sajagon says, here's what happened. Paro had one dream. And he misremembered his dream. He misremembered his dream. You know what he said? He remembered animals eating, skinny animals eating fat animals, right? Rav Sajagon says, Yosef looked at him and said, that wasn't your dream, man. You dreamt that there were cows, and the cows were eating the grain.
What does the
Pasuk
say that
Paro? What? No. Paro says that the grain ate the grain and the cows eat the cows. And Rav Sajagon says, you know what Yosef did when he said your dream is one? It's like, Paro, you misremembered your dream, right? There's no such thing as grain eating grain. You had one dream, which when you woke up, you got mixed up. Let me remind you what your dream actually was. What was it? There were cows and they ate grain and some of them got fat. And then there were skinny cows who ate pathetic grain and got and were skinny, right? And that means that there'll be, right? There'll be years of plenty and then there'll be years of, right? And Paro says, oh my God, you're right. That is what I dreamed, right? Oh, that makes so much more sense than the way I remembered dreaming. No, but that... Yeah, no, I understand. But what he says to him, right? But, right, so this is Rav Sajagon's, right, Chiddush, is that what Paro, the reason Paro believes him is because he turns it around and says, Paro, you're misremembering. Right? Chalom, your dream, your two dreams are one. Only you saw one thing in your dream. Cows and grain. The cows ate the grain. There were cows that ate healthy grain and became healthy. There were skinny cows that ate skinny grain and didn't. Right? And you know what that means? There's a famine coming that comes after years of plenty. And Paro looks at him and he says, oh, you're right. That makes a lot more sense. That was my dream. I just forgot. Because, you know, you wake up and things get confused. And then he said, whoa, you mean you remember it? You figured out that I misremembered my dreams? You have the spirit of God in you. Right? So that's Rav Sajagon.
That's the sort of
exactly. Like I said, it's one of these things I've taught it before, right? But it's such a right. It's such a fascinating approach, right? Because it, right. And then, I'll just read you Rav Sajagon. The Rav Moshe Zeidel expands it, but he says, "Kimo shebi'er Yosef chalom paro sheva paro v'sheva shibalev l'fishu pirek arasider v'sidru sider acher." He took it apart and reordered it. V'amar sheva paro tovot tochal sheva shibalev tovot. What you saw were seven cows eating seven healthy grains. And that refers to plenty. And when you saw skinny cows eating pathetic grains, right? And he says, that's why Paro said, oh, you're right. Because once you say that, right? Cows eating cows, grain eating grain. What the heck does that mean? Cows eating grain? Your average person could look at that and say, I know what that means. The Chiddush was that Yosef was able to see through Paro's misremembering and reorder it so that it actually made sense, so that your average person in the street could look at it and say, you know, I probably know what that means. And that was what impressed Yosef, Paro, and his men, which is like, oh, okay, now everything makes sense. It just falls into place. This man is truly godly, right? This guy is smart. So that is a Sajagon solution to this, which, like I said, is quite novel, but also one of the earliest commentaries. It does have problems. Admittedly, it had problems in the story, but okay.